means that I don't have to make a decision, because Keir Starmer, the Director of Public Prosecutions, has said that he will come up with an interim policy by September, which is going to be a reasonable, thought-out, you know, decision. And that means my life will be longer.
Well, explain that. How does it make your life longer?
Because without Keir Starmer giving a clearer policy, because I don't know what's going to happen, I would go to Switzerland when I was still able to go under my own steam without any assistance. With Keir Starmer being prepared to clarify his prosecutorial policy, it means that I'm going to be able to ask my husband. Now, I'm not quite sure what I can ask him yet. We're not going to know that until Keir Starmer's policy is published. But, you know, I will be able to ask him for some help.
So what would be the central issue you'd like to see in the guidelines by the DPP?
If the Director of Public Prosecutions can clarify the difference between a malicious encouragement for somebody to end their own life, or indeed maliciously putting pressure on somebody to end their life early, or the compassionate support for somebody who has made a decision, who is competent, mentally competent, and able to make a decision, somebody like me, somebody who offers help and support that they otherwise wouldn't be able to carry out their wishes.
Can I ask you a complicated question now? And that is, there are problems, aren't there, with guidelines. Unless the law is in fact changed to make assisted suicide legal, it could lead to an unworkable situation for prosecutors. For example, in the case of self-defence, I might want to get clarity in the instance that if I was attacked and believed the only way to save myself was to kill my attacker, without guidelines, I could argue that that's a breach of my human rights.
The laws, you can use reasonable force. If the Director of Public Prosecutions tells me that I can ask for reasonable help, being that I am physically disabled, you know, because committing suicide isn't illegal, assisting it is. So what I do is not up for question. My husband supporting me would be, and yet that, I think, is unreasonable. I don't think it would lead to an unworkable situation. And I do think we need the politicians to be prepared to discuss this. I do think we need new law on assisted suicide. But that's not what this legal case was about. And it's not what the law lords have made a decision on. They have only made a decision that I need to know with clarity how much support or help I can ask for to carry out a perfectly legal activity.
A final and brief question for you, Debbie Purdy. Do you hope that there will be a Dignitas-style clinic in the UK?
No. Swiss people don't use the Dignitas clinic. Switzerland is the only country that doesn't have a residential qualification, so they need a clinic. But people in Switzerland who want to use the law on assisted dying will die at home or in hospital. That's what I want in this country.